the machine.
Yeah. That's Mary, Mary, man with that super friend. Hey, I hope you got a super friend, man. You know, the one that hugs you at night. Talking about the Lord, man. That song really go either way, so I don't know how I feel about that. especially with them having 3 and 4 children like that. So hey, fellas, man. All right, so we got to talk a little college football, and you know, hey, we got the humidor on. It's Kingpin. It's Big Drake. You know what we're going to talk about. Bama and Auburn, baby. You know we got to hit it up. All right, humidor, man. What you feel about your squad right now, man? They knocked off Georgia State. I think it was a much – hold on. Was it Georgia State? Yeah, I want to make sure.
Yeah, it was Georgia State.
Yeah. Even last week, I was waiting for the offense to really click. I still had yet to see – at the beginning of the season, one of them said Alabama has the best offense in the country. Well, I think Oregon blew that out the water. I really do. But I also went on and said – I thought the offensive line was going to be the liability. And up to this point, I think those points that has proven to be one of the Achilles heels. But this game looked like the offense was clicking. A.J. McCarron went some ungodly, 15 or 16 or something like that? I mean, it was something ungodly. He went 13 or 14 passes for even missing a pass. And unlike last week, they went for more than 2 yards a pop. So, I mean, he went 15 or 16 and still had 180, 190 yards passing. How did you feel about this game, where you think Bama is? How you feel about this point in the season and Bama defending their back-to-back championships?
Well, hey, I will go on record as saying I think we still have a good chance to do it. Offensive line has been a problem. It's getting better. Good thing for us is October is relatively manageable for us.
Okay.
From a scheduling standpoint, I mean, we got, we just played Georgia State. We got Kentucky, Arkansas, and Tennessee. That's manageable.
Right.
So I think we'll get tested a little bit from Arkansas and Tennessee. But I think it'll test us enough so that we can get ready for LSU, because that's really the game that's going to make or break the schedule for us, so to speak. But as far as I do want to tell you, I listened to the show last week with regards to Ole Miss. A.J. McCarron made the statement that the reason it was a lot of dink and dunk, Ole Miss, they were playing a lot of deep safety over the top because they didn't want our receivers to really – take the top off the defense.
Uh-huh.
So he said basically he was only able to take what they gave him.
Okay.
So and I watched the game thinking the same thing. I'm like, golly, it's 3rd and 8 and we're throwing a 1 yard pass route. But with the Georgia State game, I would just like us to stop doing that. I mean, I understand you need some gimmies on your schedule, but man, we can pick a better schedule than that. I mean, it's not fun if you're a fan. I would like to see the SEC pick up one more conference game to get these type of games off the schedule. I mean, it's not even fun to go to. I might be wrong, but watching your team play basically at 1AA school, it's just hard to go and plop down $100 for tickets and make a whole day out of it to watch them just play a practice game, basically.
Well, I will say,
as a season ticket holder, Big Drake, what you think?
Well, last year I was very excited and enthused about those particular games last year for my team.
Alabama A&M game was an exciting game for us.
Yeah, we needed every win we could get last year. And if it was not for those fluff teams, we would have went 0-12.
I do like fluff teams, but I mean, I know you're going to take you'll play somebody maybe on a lower level of competition, but do you have to play a school that just started their program?
Yeah. You know, I like maybe, I think everybody should, for their homecoming, schedule a fluff team. You know, nobody wants to lose their homecoming.
And to let everybody play.
Yeah, let everybody play, the 19-string kicker, he get a chance to kick for his grandmama and them. But overall, I have to agree with the human though. Overall, I don't think we need to see four or five games on the schedule like this.
What, Big Drake, yeah. you want to see your mama play little games like that?
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do it.
What my mama scared of Georgia State?
My mama probably would. My mama want to beat anybody. My mama.
Georgia State, yeah.
She was scared to a Magic Land preschool and take out some 3-year-olds. She don't care.
She doing the Michael Jordan.
We good.
But now, I will say this. I'm like, well, I guess I'm with y'all. I'm cool with some of the little, you know, one a fluff team and two lesser opponent teams, I guess is probably how Humidor put it. A fluff being, like, say, homecoming, so everybody get to play, and a lesser opponent in them other two non-conference matchups. But again, I think you got to have game action, even if it's against fluff, just to help, for Alabama in particular. They needed this game to help with the tendencies for that offensive line maturing together. Now, some of it comes with having real competition, and somebody may argue that that wasn't real competition. But if even against playing against not real competition, it's different competition or people that I play every day in practice. And it's game time situation. It's the lights. It's the stadium. It's my game day preparation. And I get to better feel out the person beside me's tendencies. As a former offensive lineman, Big Drake, you're going to test this, though. Even in high school, I knew what I was the center. I knew what the limitations were of my guards on both sides of me. I knew who was on the left and I knew who was on the right. I knew what he could get and what he couldn't get. It took game action for me to feel that out, even if it was a fluff team. So, yeah, but what I would like to see is kind of what we did last year. I don't think we didn't do it this year, but I would like to see the Alabamas, the Auburns, keep some of that money in state. I would like to see us, hey, instead of playing Georgia State, thrash Alabama State for that money. Let them get that check. You know what I'm saying? Last year, we got a chance to thrash A&M. You know, at least they got the check, though. I hate to see us keep sending that check out of state.
Now, I will say I did enjoy that personally. My dad, he was the captain of the tennis team at Alabama A&M. And a lot of, yeah, family members on my dad's side went to A&M, and it was just a good thing to see a lot of A&M fans go to the game. The band got a chance to perform, and for the level of play for A&M, you know, let's just call it spade a spade. This was probably, even though Auburn sucked last year, this was probably the best facilities that they've seen, the best fan turnout that they've seen, and the best talent that they were able to go against. I'm pretty sure our guest locker room were probably better than their home locker room at home.
Yeah.
So I like you said, let's schedule State and A&M and Troy. You know, Troy is a good team, but you know, let's keep that money in state. It's good for everybody. Now, we don't need to be scheduling State, A&M, FAMU, Grand. We don't need to schedule all of them. But I think if one, especially for SEC schools, I'm not going to just say Alabama, because every state has HBCUs in their state.
That's right.
So if LSU would pick Southern one year, then the next year pick Grambling, and you know, same thing with Georgia and Mississippi and so on. I think that would be just a real good thing for football.
I agree, man. And we won't play Troy. Alabama or Auburn ain't going to play Troy. Because Troy can mess up and beat you.
We're going to get beat.
Troy can mess up and beat you. So they ain't going to play Troy. You play Jackson State.
I don't think we would care about Troy right now, but, you know, Six years ago, we wouldn't have put them nowhere near us.
No, that's what I'm saying.
We wouldn't have played. Hey, we wouldn't have played UAB, Troy, any of them.
Hey.
Jacksonville State, nobody.
Humidor, you say that. You remember the year Oklahoma came off national championship game and played Troy, and Troy took them to the brink, 55-50. I mean, but like you said, but we don't, you know, typically you ain't going to schedule any kind of competition that, for one, that could provide competition, for two, that could be recruiting the same players you're recruiting. And really, Troy and Alabama and Auburn probably ain't recruiting the same pool, though. But I would like to see more of that money stay within the state. And like I said, get some of these little teams in the state the chance to get that big check. Everybody gonna get destroyed, so it don't matter who you play. So why not play Alabama State as opposed to Georgia State? You know what I'm saying? So I would love for both of our schools to do more of that. I was excited when I heard about Auburn playing A&M because I got a lot of friends at A&M. So, like I say, you know, and like to Big Drake's point, that's probably the most fans Alabama A&M has ever played for. Now, the band, on the other hand, probably has played before more fans because all the fans don't come in to watch the football. They come in at halftime. But that's the most players the football team has ever seen in the stands. You know, that wasn't walking around talking, drinking. So, and they go out listeners going to get angry at me about hitting the HBCU like that. So,
can I make them mad real quick? Can I make them mad real quick?
Come on, you.
We're talking about some HBCUs again.
Look, I'm going to just say this. I got a bone to pick with the made man as a guest. How y'all going to do the HBCU show and don't have a humidor on it? Come on now.
Humidor. As we were taping.
I listened to it. It was funny. But I just wanted to say this. Shout out to Heritage Barbershop because that was the barbershop where I was at.
That's where you were.
But anyway, I'm just going to say this. I'm about to make some more folks mad. I'm a guest, so I don't even have to be on here. But y'all going to have to deal with the aftermath. The better your band is, usually the worse your football team is. I'm done.
Hey, shouts out to Heritage. So Humidor, I gotta ask, who your barb in there, bro?
It's the blue man, the bruh.
You got the bruh. Oh, okay, I forgot about that. My bad.
Vladimir Everett. Also known as Boo Man. Boo the Man. Bros.
Oh, man, you know what? All these years, I never knew what Boo Man's real name was. I've always asked,
what is his real name? I just put his business out there.
Hey, and if you don't want to get your hair cut by the bros, not because you got something against the bros, but just because the bros is always jumping in front of you when you let Boo Man cut your hair, you can go to the seat right next to him, which is the second man in charge, and that's Ken the Cookie Man, Kenyatta, who was my barber while I was down there in Montgomery, man. So big shout out to Heritage Barber, but it's funny because I knew exactly where you got your haircut when you said you was at the barber shop.
I was laughing when I heard that because I was like, yeah, he already knows.
All right, man. So now the Auburn Ole Miss game, Big Drake. Tell me what was the atmosphere in the plains in the stadium, man.
The atmosphere was pretty good, and I believe everybody. Let's be honest. You know, he wouldn't expect it for us to beat LSU. That's just being real.
No.
This game here, I think everybody expected us to beat Ole Miss. And, you know, my gripe is, and I always have this gripe, and I tried texting you a couple times during the game, but I guess just with everybody there, it just wasn't going through. But, you know, the first drive was fabulous. Six plays, 75, 80 yards or something like that, touchdown. Yep. And I'm assuming that they are scripted plays. And I know, you know, throughout the game you want to make adjustments, you want to do X, Y, Z. But at times I felt that we could have really crushed their throats when we had them on the ground. And instead of stepping on their throats, we end up letting them back in. We started with the fast pace, like Gus is known for, move, 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 play, 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 run it, run it, run it. And then we start lining up, fake like we're going to call the play, see what the defense does. We all look into the sideline, see what Gus want to play, what play he's going to call, and then we run a play. I think that hinders us, and I think our best attribute with Dum Dum back there is just to let him play ball instead of have him thinking and reading stuff. Dude, you go out there and play. And I do like that he ran the ball more this game.
And he was so effective doing it.
Yeah. So if we could just, you know, keep the gas on it one time, and I guess you're trying to, I guess you can say we have a triple-headed monster at running back, because we do have a nice stable of running backs.
Yeah.
And I guess you're trying to, and let me get him the ball a couple of times. You know, bump all that. Trey Mason was a beast, and Trey Mason was killing these dudes. And then we, you know, Artis Payne is a very good compliment to him, as well as Grant. But we start running Trey, and when we start running Trey, that's when Ole Miss kind of started, you know, stalling our offense, and that's when Ole Miss kind of got back into it. If it ain't broke, they'll fix it. I don't care if artists don't get not near another carry as long as we're being productive with the person we're giving the ball to. So those are my little gripes. keep the gas on. Let's stop trying to think too much of what's going on. Let's just play football and crush their throats. You know, and as we're losing and what we're doing is not working, okay, let's make the adjustments. But if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it.
And I thought we kept the gas on up until midway of the third quarter when Gus started seeing the end, and then he got scared or got conservative. Because I thought all the way through coming out, we came back out still. I thought pressure was on. I was excited that we just kept the pressure on the whole first quarter. I mean, the whole first half. I ain't never seen that yet. And so I was excited when we kept the pressure on. And even through the third quarter, we kept the pressure. I mean, midway to third, we kept the pressure on. But then there it went. And then, you know, it just kind of pulled back up. And then the fourth quarter, old buddy get hurt. And so he's limping. And then it was like, oh, my God. Please don't lose this game because we've done too much to keep it. I'm like you. I'm ready to see a complete game. Gus, don't look at the score. Play every game. I'm like Big Drake. If the first series is scripted, run that script the whole game.
Yeah, really.
Just keep running them same plays. I don't care. They can't stop it right now. And so that allowed them to get their confidence a little bit. And then defense, you know, got a couple times when men were wide open downfield, which I still cannot understand. But we still, you know, stepped up when we needed to and got some big plays from the defense.
Our D-line is starting. I think Coach Garten is really starting to get those guys, you know, clicking as far as what they need to do as far as linemen.
No, you know why? Because he took out all them scrubs.
This is not on the line, but, you know, across the nation, we still have a scrub playing. And I'm not going to call his name. We're going to refer to him as number five.
Yeah, we said defensive line, though. You said defensive line. That's still a player that should be assassinated.
I don't know why number five. I mean, like everybody knows, I've said it 100 times on the show, he must have a video of President Googe or somebody taking showers with little boy.
That's right.
Because I don't understand why this dude keeps playing. And then watching it live, you think it's horrible on watching it on TV. Watching it live is pretty bad. And the whole stadium is like, it's about, they're hating him right now. I'm because the whole stadium is not liking this dude. But yet he keeps coming out there week after week. I want to Dexter him.
Humidor, you want to do something for your boys? Humidor, you want to do something for your boys? It may require something that may not completely be within the law.
I was about to say, if this is going to require me to see Big Drake on his job, I'm out. Don't want it part of it.
We can make sure some evidence don't get found. Bro, fourth quarter, he wasn't in the game. And guess what? Defense was balling out.
Who was number 43?
He
played linebacker when Casanova got hurt. He came in and played.
Was it Frost?
I don't know.
I think it's Frost.
That's Frost 17.
No. Yeah, Frost is on the 17. Outside.
Was that Owens?
No.
I don't know who Owens team. He played pretty decently because I was afraid. I'm like, oh, McKenzie's gonna be out. They're gonna have to play number five. It's really about to get ugly. But they put 45 in there. He did a whole lot better. 43.
When I seen the name, I knew him, of course, because I'm a junkie. So, so I knew I knew who he was when I watched him go into the game. All right, I'm pulling up real quick. 43 is he's one of the recruited players we got. Yeah, Swain, Anthony Swain.
Okay.
Did you watch the game?
Oh yeah.
What did you think, man?
Well, hey, I'll say this, and I'm going to start off, can we put to bed the Ole Miss is legit? Can we put that to bed now? And I'm not saying that because they lost to Auburn. I'm saying it because watching them play Auburn and Alabama 2 weeks in a row, they don't look like a good team to me. I'm sorry, and Big Drake will tell you, when I watched them, we watched them play Vanderbilt together. I told Big Drake then, they're not that good to me. they had a recruiting class, highly rated, but to me they're not that good. They, I don't know if you could see it, King 10 on TV, but they totally did not respect the quarterback keep on the read option, even after Nick Marshall was gashing them. They still ran straight to the running back. Nobody made any adjustments to say, hey, somebody has to stay at home to stop this guy from getting to the outside. On offense, they run the same plays. And I'm tired of hearing that. And watching the game last night, I got sick of hearing Hugh Freeze, Gus Malzahn, real similar guys, run the same stuff. Both of them came from high school. Okay, you know what? Both of them came from high school. One of them still coaching like they're in high school. And I'm going to just leave it there. I'm so tired of the Ole Miss garbage. I mean, you got the quarterback hollering, we got better receivers than Texas A&M. You know what? You might have better receivers than Texas A&M, but you got a quarterback that's playing like he's at Florida A&M. So, Bo Wallace, just stop it. I thought Ole Miss was out of the game when it got 27-6. I thought Auburn came out really sharp. I like the defensive line. I will not mention that guy in the middle of the defense, but I like the defensive line. When it got 27-6, I was thinking, okay, this one's over with. Because I'm like, Auburn's going to score again, and it's a wrap. So I started watching LSU and Mississippi State, then I saw Ole Miss score, so I went back on the DVR, rewound, started watching it all over again, and it's kind of like Big Joyce said, they kind of let them back in the game.
Yeah.
But I look at it right now, and I'm kind of like, okay, I think Auburn, at the beginning of the season, I was thinking, six wins, seven wins. Now I'm thinking, okay, I think the only team they're going to struggle with probably is going to be, I will say Georgia, but we don't know because everybody's out. Everybody's hurt for Georgia. So
yeah, by the time we get ready to play them, they're going to have the band playing in the game. So we actually
get a say, that, yeah, that one just changed for me. So I'm putting a question mark by Georgia. But I think the teams that they'll have trouble with, at the beginning of the season, I was like LSU, Alabama, Texas A&M, Georgia. Georgia, a question mark. Texas A&M, they won't stop. They can't stop anybody.
No.
So I'm kind of like now it's going to be hard stopping Manziel, but Texas A&M is going. They're going to give you points. So I'm kind of like, you know, Auburn, I think, is a little bit ahead of schedule as far as
the offense.
Yeah, as far as like, you know, the team in general, I think the defensive line is playing really good right now. But I just want to say, like, I'm not taking any credit away from Auburn because I personally thought that it was a blowout in the making. Everybody was asking me, man, what do you think about Auburn Ole Miss? I'm like, man, it's Ole Miss. I kind of felt like Allen Iverson on the practice rant. What are we talking about here? Not Alabama. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. This is what we talking about, y'all? Ole Miss? Man, it's Ole Miss. That's what I felt like. It's Ole Miss. At the end of the game, Ole Miss will figure out a way to become Ole Miss again.
Yeah, they'll drop the Ole Miss.
I can say that, you know, because of the season we had last year, everything was up in the air for Auburn. But after that game, you know, even if they had won, I would have felt they stole one from us because of what we did at the end. But it's like, okay, you know, like, we're better than them. I mean, we're the better team. I mean, we're like the Eagles say, this Ole Miss. We're the better team. Now, last year, they thumped us like 41-20 or something. So it was a little iffy, you know, going in there. I felt that we would win. I think everybody in the stadium felt we would win. And once we started going, like, okay, like, we better than this team. I mean, we're just better. We got even though they had that big recruiting class and everything. Now we forget, you know, them dumbos that we had, you know, running the regime a couple years ago.
They can recruit
the talent wouldn't translate into on the field, which I think this coaching staff is starting to get these guys to thrive on. You know what we recruited them for, but we had top five recruiting classes the last 3-4 years. So,
that's
we got the team there.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the thing I was saying when everybody was the Ole Miss recruiting class. They were ranked number 3. I'm like, man, we got like 7 of those.
LSU got 7 of those. Auburn got 5 or 6. And I'm like, a top 10 recruiting class, hey, I mean, everybody has those. So the fact that you're just now getting there means you're still behind. Because everybody else already has those type of guys.
I agree, man. But I was happy to see I think our defensive line really, really, really improved significantly from the last game we played to this game. And I think it was all about the adaptability and who they put in the game to play the game. Because I think the players they had in there played far better than some of the garbage that we've allowed to play sometimes. Now if we can shore up and go head on and let old buddy break his leg or something during practice, then I think now let me ask you this, because I was a little bit miffed, and maybe this is the biasness in me. Did we deserve to be ranked after that performance?
I think we need to be at least 25. I do.
Human, unbiased opinion.
I thought so. I honestly thought when I got up this morning, I thought they would have slipped spots. I thought Ole Miss would have, what were they, 24 or 25?
Yep.
I thought Auburn would have taken whatever spot Ole Miss had, whether that was 24 or 25, and I thought Ole Miss would have
fell out,
would have gotten unranked. Because here's my question. If had Auburn played Ole Miss last week and not us and beat them when they were ranked, what, 15?
Right.
Would Auburn be ranked now?
And I think that's a valid question. Because, like I said, going into the Bama game, there was some crazy folks that actually listened to Bo Wallace.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody, ESPN, oh, Alabama's on upset alert and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, guys, it's Ole Miss.
Yeah, they're not going to score that. And you know, beyond all of that, fellas, can you really trust somebody whose name is Bo?
Huh? We trusted Bo Jackson.
Yeah, you're right. But not at quarterback.
Yeah, but, hey, this is a better question. Doesn't their quarterback look like the white quarterback off Remember the Titans?
He does. Sunshine. He does.
Can you win with Sunshine?
The Titans did.
Hold on, the Titans did.
Yeah, the Titans did.
All right, fellas, it comes down to this. We got some games coming up this week. I got to get your picks in. Hey, Missouri looked really good. Missouri played Vanderbilt. Missouri played Vanderbilt. But they are playing Georgia, who will be starting the punter. I mean, who will be starting the trombone player at running back. So, Missouri and Georgia, who you got?
Georgia. I'm taking Georgia. I think that trombone player is still more talented than whatever Missouri has.
And you did see
Missouri's undefeated, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a crazy thing. Missouri and Alabama are the last two undefeated SEC teams.
Yeah, Missouri is undefeated. You change your pick, Big Drake?
No, I just wanted to make that clear. I mean, you know, I didn't get a chance to watch the game probably because they played Vandy, and I don't really know if it was televised. But considering they're in the SEC, I've seen Kentucky play a couple times. I've seen Vandy play a couple times. I have not seen Missouri on TV,
and that's because for me, when I hit the guide and I see Missouri, it never registered because they're not SEC to me. So I never change to it. I don't care who they're playing. So really, all I see when I flip that is saying, oh, Vanderbilt playing some other team. I don't want to watch that. I don't attest Missouri to being in the SEC. Maybe that's still my simple mind. All right, so they are undefeated. Alabama and Missouri are the only two undefeated teams. But I think that ends Saturday as Georgia blow the smoke out them. Hey, we didn't get to hit this much, but South Carolina, Arkansas, Jadeveon Clowney came to Steve Spurrier before the game, said he couldn't play. This was not a coach's decision. Steve Spurrier later said, well, we will play whoever wants to play.
Wow. I think he's starting to lose grip of that team.
You think so?
Because I've heard other reports in the past about how Clowney will practice if he feels like practicing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it kind of shows, because even when he's in the game, he's not giving 100% every play.
No.
So he's taking plays off, so he's picking and choosing. you know, when he's going to give 100%. So you might as well pick and choose when you suit up, too. So, saying that.
It's at Arkansas.
You know what? Oh, goodness.
Are you picking an upset, Big Drake?
I don't.
Is it coming?
Nonetheless, Arkansas lost to Rutgers.
So you continue to allude back to that.
I said they lost to Rutgers. So until I see otherwise, and I know they gave Texas A&M a little run for their money, but until I see otherwise, I'm going to South Carolina.
Humidor, what you got, baby?
I'm going to South Carolina. I'm still looking back. I'm like Big Drake, man.
They lost
Arkansas Rutgers after last year, and then coming back this year, losing the Rutgers. I'm like, man, come on. Rutgers, man. I'm taking South Carolina. Even if Jadavion decides that he wants to play at 50%, he probably still can control the line against Arkansas.
Yeah, I think he'd do more control the line. He still should have 6 sacks in the game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just got to talking about it. Texas A&M and Ole Miss in Oxford.
Hey there. Johnny
football. I'm telling you, yeah, Johnny going to beat him off. I'm picking a line. I say 28. I say 4 touchdowns. I don't think Ole Miss defense is that good. I really don't think that defense is that good. I mean, we
should.
And Johnny's really going to put it on the clinic. He's going to have 503 yards passing and 700 yards rushing in one game. He's going to win the Heisman Trophy off a game. That's going to be against Ole Miss.
Oh, and hey, don't forget this now. Don't think that Texas A&M didn't hear that mess that Bo Wallace was talking about. We got better receivers than them.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think they didn't hear it. Because our guys said they put it. Yeah, our guys said they put it on the bulletin board.
Yep, it's on the bulletin board.
Yeah, they might put 70 on.
That's right. All right, couple quick ones. Non-SEC, Texas, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Oh, I mean, Mac Brown must be out of a job, bro.
Mac Brown.
They really should have lost that game this past weekend. They got lucky.
They did.
Yes. That dude fumbled.
But yeah, the ref need to go home and take as many Tylenol PMs as he can fit in his mouth.
And just swallow. Go to sleep. Just swallow. Go to long sleep. Yeah. All right, so you got Oklahoma.
I'm going with Oklahoma. I'm the Big Drake. I think Mac Brown's out after this one.
All right, Michigan, Penn State.
Oh, I know Penn State has you know what? I never did hear in any other way. Michigan.
All right.
I'm taking a team that has a defensive tackle playing quarterback.
Humidor, you stole my thunder. I'm picking against the team that has a defensive tackle playing quarterback. I'm picking Penn State. I'm going out on the limb. I hate the D-tackle that plays quarterbacks.
Hey, I just want to bring this up. I cannot remember who it was that was playing, but I checked Big Drake. Somebody had a quarterback out there wearing number 39 the other day, and I can't remember what team it was.
He texted me, it was UCLA, and I didn't text back because I was already coming.
Okay. I see that.
He texted me, like, he my call.
Man, somebody wearing number 39 playing quarterback. What's that? I had UCLA.
Hey, you know what? I still think that's better than 80. I mean, 98.
Yeah, I mean, they're both bad, but 98's terrible. Yeah, J.J. Watt is a quarterback.
That's right. All right. So for the real games, Oregon and Washington, who you got? It is at Washington.
Go Ducks.
Go
quack,
Ducks.
Quack.
Humidor?
Ducks.
You got the Ducks? I got the Ducks. I got the Ducks by 48. I'm taking the Ducks at 48. I don't even know what the point spread is, but I look into that. All right. Florida and LSU.
LSU.
Tigers. Florida can't score enough.
I agree. Florida to me is a second tier, maybe even top third tier team.
Hey, I'll tell you this. They got an A-plus defense. And like, they got an SEC, like a national championship level defense, but they got like an Independence Bowl offense.
I think Independence Bowl is kind of – I mean, that's – you're really fond of that offense, then, if you say Independence Bowl. Because I was kind of thinking more against a practice squad defense. I mean, offense. Like,
they got a blue-gray game offense.
I'm kind of thinking that bowl game is at Crampton Bowl.
that's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, the blue green. Yeah, yeah, that's it. All right, man. Well, do we have to pick Bama, Kentucky? I don't think so.
And
Auburn, I don't even know who we play this week because there's nobody.
Western Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We play nobody this week.
Yeah, this is the week you get the Texas A&M game plan in.
Yeah. All right, fellas. If we can later in the week, man, I'd love to hop on and talk a little NFL. If we don't, I know some of our listeners who love the NFL are going to be very upset at us that they had to sit and listen to a 20-minute rant about black quarterbacks in the SEC football and not get NFL. But, I mean, you'll really be all right. But I do want to throw this on the end is Michael Vick got hurt, Nick Foles come in, and the Philadelphia Eagles won and won pretty handily. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, and I don't want to talk NFL either because my Cowboys lost to Peyton Manning at the end.
Who that?
Tony Romo, the real Tony Romo, showed up.
Hey, I'm gonna say this. I watched it. Tony Romo did what he does. That's why I call him Mayhem. He's like the dude on the Allstate commercial. They can go along with it. But I will say
that's
this.
Exactly what he's like.
Here come Mayhem. But man, if you score 48 points. You shouldn't lose a game.
You really should not.
Like I want to blame Mayhem, but he gave you 48 points. Who that, Detroit?
I agree. So, Big Drake, you just saying who that? You happy?
We already know.
You happy with what the Saints are? Are you happy with what the Saints are, Big Drake?
Who that?
I'm sorry. I know it's running a little long, but I got to say something about this. All right, so this week, we talked last week about Josh Freeman getting benched. And then this week, they actually released Josh Freeman. All right? But have y'all heard the rumors of what one of the purported offers for Josh Freeman is right now?
No. I saw Buffalo.
The Oakland Raiders are prepared to make him an offer and bring him in as the starting quarterback.
Wow.
Well, to what price is that right now?
Yeah, but I mean, do you stunt the growth of Terrell Pryor by bringing in another quarterback like that though? Because
you don't down mentally.
I mean, I'll say this. I watched him and I've been thoroughly impressed with how Terrell Pryor has handled that team, considering the talent he has around him or lack thereof.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree. I thought Terrell Pryor, you know, gave them a spark. I mean, I saw him a couple games in preseason. I'm like, why is this guy, you know, why isn't he the starter? And of course, that didn't last long. He did become the starter, but now he's injured. I guess, you know, everything is about, you know, winning now. And I don't even know who's even the backup at Oakland right now. And so they need to get somebody in there.
You know who the backup is. It is Mr. Number Two, Matt Flynn himself.
I'm calling Josh up myself. Now, I think, I don't know, you might have to say, hey, he's our starting quarterback, blah, 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 blah. But, yeah. If I'm running that team, I would contact Josh Freeman. I would bring him in to be the starting quarterback for now. But once Terrell got healthy, I would go back to Terrell. And then next year, being honest, because this is the NFL, it's all about what have you done for me lately. I'm having a wide open competition between Freeman and Pryor. And she was going to be my starting quarterback because I need to win because my job on the line. And I need to feed my kids. My kids are in this private school, and I need to make sure I keep my job.
And the government shut down, so I got to do
and
something.
The government shut down.
Blame it on the Republicans. Everything else we do is. Or President Obama, whichever you need to. It doesn't matter. Whichever side of the fence you on, blame it on the other side. I was a little shocked. Again, I've been very impressed with how Terrell's handled himself, and I hate to see them stunt his growth by bringing in another, and then having black-on-black crime like that. I hate to see two black quarterbacks having to come in there and compete against each other. When you got people of the likes of Christian Ponder who still have starting quarterback positions. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't understand why Josh Freeman's still unemployed right now.
Well, he's going to have a starting job for long. Because, you know, he's been injured, and old buddy's been starting out, and they've been doing well. I think Ponder Day's the number. I really do.
Well, especially when you're starting tailback who's, you know, a reigning MVP. Didn't he win MVP last year?
Yeah.
Reigning MVP rushing title says, hey, have y'all done, do you think something about Matt Castle carrying the team and, I mean, leading this team? What do you think? It was his response. What do you think? So he's endorsed Matt Castle as the starter, and that they are a significantly better team with Matt Castle as starting quarterback. So, fellas, great show. Humidor, a pleasure as always. Some of your Alabama alum have chimed in when you were on with us before and said it was great to hear another opinion. Even though they did say we tell it like it is, but they were happy to have somebody else on. And again, my brother, you came on, you came with it, you brought the thunder as usual, and I think we gave the people what they want. That's a great show. So, as always, we give our guests first words. Humidor, you got any last words for our listeners?
Hey, man, as usual, I just want to thank you guys for letting me on here. I had a ball. I love the show. Even love being a part of it. Appreciate the opportunity. And for all the listeners out there, just know, me and Kingpin ain't done yet.
No.
We're gonna meet in the parking lot at a Walmart at like 12:30, and we're gonna settle this thing.
And we're gonna make sure the national championship trophy is on display. That's how we do in Alabama. We bring it. Yeah, we bring it to Walmart, baby.
We putting something on the line here. We gonna sell it once and for all.
Humidor, I'm in town next week, baby. Not this week, but the following week. I'll be in town for a night. I got to meet you in person. I got to hang out on the deck. I'll be hanging out with Big Drake and Boogie.
He'll be staying with me.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
Let
that day pass and we don't get together.
It be midweek, so you may have to be late for work the next day or something, but we're going to hang out that night at least so I can get to hang out on the deck.
Just let me know what day it is. I will make sure the schedule will be accommodating.
I will definitely let you know ahead of time, brother, so we can get to hang out. Big Drake, what you got for the listeners, baby?
For Eagle, keep the faith, Pride 2014, and if somebody says something that you don't like, or they do something that you don't think is fair, ask them if they do it to their mama.
I love it. Well, after the your mama jokes, I don't know if I should probably play this song or say my Christian message, but hey, this is maybe a radio show. You know I would. This is something I would do for your mama. I would tell her about how good God is and how he's always standing ready to take you out of whatever situation you're in. And you know what? I dare you to stop telling your God how big your problems are and start telling your problems how big your God is. Because the track I'm finna play from Isaiah D. Thomas is He's Able. And that says it all. He is able. No matter what it is, God is able. Turn it over to him and watch him work that thing out. And if you feel like you can't, I ask you this. Would your mama give it to him? I bet she would. So, hey, man, thanks for hollering at your boys. Made Men Radio Show, Kingpin, Big Drake. Hit us up, man. Tell us what you think. Hey, you got show ideas, hit us up. You can hit me up at kingpin@mademenradio.com, Big Drake at mademenradio.com. And give a big round of applause, man. We thank the Humidor again for coming on, man, and making this show what it continues to be. That's the livest show on radio. Hey, you know how we do. We going to blow up, and we ain't going to forget none of y'all when we do. We'll still holler at you. We'll still shout you out, and you can still get on with your boys. Hey, thank you for tuning in, man. Two fingers in the air. Deuces.
Peace.
And now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Hallelujah. He's able. I know that he's able. Exceedingly above all you can ask or think, I know he is. He's able. I know that he's able to do exceedingly above all you can ask or think, I know he is.
He's able.
He's able.
I know that he's able.
Whoa.
Ooh, I know.